Hello, dear listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again from Manna in the Morning. Today our reading is in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, beginning at verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. The Lord Jesus now turns in his prayer to thinking about his own, the disciples. He says, first of all, that he had manifested the name of the Father unto the men which had been given him out of the world. He says, thine they were. These men were not atheists. They were not disbelievers in God. They were men who believed in Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament. And as far as they had Old Testament revelation, they were trying to follow the Lord according to that. But these men who had been believers in the Father now were given to the Son. For now, it was God's will that all who honor the Father should also honor the Son. If you don't have the Son, my friend, you don't have the Father either. But these disciples who had been believers in the Father were now also believers in the Son, because they had been given to the Son by the Father, and they had kept his word, verse 6 tells us. Now they knew, verse 7 says, that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. That's a very important truth to grasp. These men took the Lord Jesus to be one come from God. They believed his words. They believed the words that the Father had given him. They believed, in other words, that the teaching of Jesus Christ was the teaching of the Son of God himself, and the teaching of the Father given to the Son. It's so very important to recognize the Bible as God's Word. Paul would later say something similar about the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. He would commend them for receiving the gospel when it came to them, and how when they received it not as a teaching of man, not as something that this world's wise men or philosophers had concocted, but they would receive it as it is in truth, says Paul, the Word of God. So it's a great thing to see that the Scriptures are indeed from God. The disciples had believed it, and they had believed that the Father had sent the Son, and that the Son had come out from the Father. Now the Lord Jesus says in verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. The Lord Jesus here says that he prays for his own. What a blessed privilege that is, to have the one who ever liveth to make intercession for us, according to Hebrews chapter 7, praying for us. He would say of the disciples, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, he would say to Peter, that thy faith fail not. What a great truth it is that the Lord prays for us. No believer could stand but for the prayers of the Lord Jesus on their behalf. He wasn't praying for the world at this juncture. He was praying for them. And all mine are thine, he says, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. The Father's were his, and his were the Father's. We belong to the living God of heaven, who exists as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are their possession, the people for his possession. And what a privilege it is to know, according to the last phrase of verse 10, that he is glorified in them. Amazing thought, that we lowly human beings could bring glory to the Son of God. And yet, when the sinner is saved and passes from death to life and has the new life which is in Christ Jesus, they do indeed bring the Son much glory. When someone lives for the Lord Jesus in this world and testifies of him and preaches his holy word, they do indeed glorify him. When they live the kind of life he lived, producing the fruit of the Spirit in their lives, They do indeed glorify the Son. May that be our aim today.